Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Justin. Now, here's the deal with Justin. He was on my channel a few weeks ago here on the Graham Stephan Show, started to get into a conversation about how he's getting paid to drive a Tesla. And I'm like, wait a second. Let's not talk about this. Let's save this for another video because this is too good. Basically, long story short, he's making like $240 a month driving a Tesla Model 3, and he got the idea from my original, like, my $78 Tesla video. Watched that video, looked it up for himself, and he's making, like, $270 a month in profit by driving a Tesla. So let's bring him on, and he's going to share exactly how he was able to do that. So, Justin, welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. How's it going? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So tell us about this email that you sent us about your Tesla. Explain this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've watched your channels for a little while now, and one day I was just kind of going through, clicking on some videos and whatnot, and I came across the $78 Tesla video, and that caught my mind because I had rented Teslas a couple times on Turo and whatnot on vacation, and always liked them, and I said, wow, a Tesla for $78 a month, that would be nice. Let's check this out. So while I was watching the video and, you know, you were kind of going through the whole breakdown, one of the big things that stuck out to me was the fuel mileage as far as like how much you save on gas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had sort of discounted a little bit based on it, you know, it being a 6-year time frame to recoup the money. And it got me thinking. I said, you know, I drive a ton. I mean, I drive all day long for work. We use, you know, our own vehicles doing what I do. I'm in the solar business and sales. So I thought to myself, I said, you know, I bet I'd save quite a bit of money. So I kind of dove into it. So the, you know, the slight backstory is with traveling around with solar sails, I actually purchased a camper van. So I drive it, and then wherever I'm at, you know, doing the sales, I can also live in it at the same time. So it's a really good value. You know, I kind of have one payment. So what I kind of discovered is when I went in and started doing some research on how much money it would cost me that I would save a bunch of money in gas. But not only that, Tesla had a promotion at the end of Q3 this year that if you bought a Tesla Model 3 and took delivery before the end of Q3, they would give you 2 free years of supercharging.
I just saw this the other day when I placed my order for the Tesla Cybertruck. That was on there. So I noticed that. It seems like a pretty good deal. Referral link down below in the description. But so you got a Model 3.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's some of the math that went into that is I was looking about how much I spent every month on fuel, and every single month, you know, driving the van, doing what I do, I spend on average about $800 a month, sometimes more. So I went through and I decided, well, let's find out how much a Tesla payment would cost, and let's find out how much money I would actually save in fuel. And then once I found out that they were offering free supercharging for 2 years, I said, well, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to save a minimum of $800 a month in fuel by being able to drive the Tesla to all my appointments versus driving the van, you know, which is a great value right there. And that should easily cover a payment. So I got on there, find out, you know, what interest rates were, spec'd it out to, you know, the highest spec basically that would allow me to drive the vehicle completely for free. And it came out to about $800 a month. So that's what I ended up doing. I pulled the trigger on it. I went, indulged in some things that I probably would have not normally gotten. Again, you know, I kind of like to be savvy with my money. You know, as you can tell, living in a van, driving it, you know, to save money while I'm away from, you know, home. And, that's what ended up happening. So since then, a couple breakdowns, I've had it for 71 days now. I've driven 12,187 miles as of today. My old vehicle, 300 miles to a tank, which cost me about $75 a piece. So I've saved 40 tanks of gasoline, which is over $3,046 in money that I would have spent that I would have never got back.
Wow.
So the Tesla has cost me considerably cheaper than that. And anyways, I just want to basically give you a big thank you because had I not seen that video and got me thinking about, you know, saving money and whatnot, I don't think I would have been driving a free Tesla right now.
That's amazing. Now, did you think, because here's the thing, here's what I would do. So where are you living right now? Because you were mentioning you lived out of a van for a while.
Yeah, so basically what happened was for my job, I kind of travel around a lot. And back years ago, when I would travel somewhere, they would give me a stipend for, you know, a hotel or to get an apartment for 6 months or a year, depending on what I was doing. And over 2 years ago, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to use that stipend that I had with my old company to pay for an apartment that I never see any value. So I went out and I bought a new pickup truck and a travel trailer that I could take with me anywhere I went. And what happened was, is when I decided to come back to work in Chicago, which is closer to home, I'm from Indiana, so I could see my family more, there was no RV parks in the Chicago area where I was going to be working. So mm-hmm. I had nowhere to park the trailer. I would normally just park that and I'd drive the truck all day for work. So what I did is I went and sold the truck and trailer and I bought a new 2019 Ford Transit that I then converted into, you know, a mobile house. So not only could I stay in it, you know, during the week when I work up in Chicago, but I could also drive it around to appointments. So it kept my expenses very low because my total payment was only $590 a month on that. But my fuel was high, which I'm used to. My fuel's been high for many, many years.
You know what I would love for you to do, and this would be, oh my God, now I'm getting the tingles because this seems like such a fun idea. You get a Tesla Model X, or maybe I'll do this one day, because I'm just coming up with this idea right now in my head. Get a Tesla Model X. You are able to depreciate that. You're able to use Section 179 plus potential bonus depreciation to potentially, depending on your business, consult a CPA on this, potentially depreciate 100% of the value of the car in the first year. So if you spend $80,000 on a Tesla Model X, potentially you might be able to write off $80,000 against your taxes. Using the Model X, you take out the seats and you kind of like gut the interior in the back a little bit, and you just live there, and you could live in a Tesla Model X. While, you know, I think the free supercharging applies for that too, does it?
Model X?
Yeah.
So actually on that Model X.
Yeah, so there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to go and do that. You get free supercharging. You could basically travel the world without any gas whatsoever and depreciate. That's what I want to do. If I ever do like van life, I feel like the doing it in a Tesla, I don't think anyone's done it in a Tesla before. I think doing van life in a Tesla Model X, you would be one of a kind. I want to do this. One day I want to do this so badly.
I think it would be. I don't know that it would be as comfortable as the van, you know, as far as standing up, changing, having a refrigerator and a sink, but it would definitely be cool. But again, you know, no complaints, even though obviously I don't live in the Model 3, definitely no complaints at all on driving it 100% for free. And actually, I was doing the calculations the other day. I'm pretty sure I make $200 to $300 a month after, you know, my mileage that I get, you know, my rebates, federal rebates, and all the other stuff. I'm pretty sure I'm getting paid to drive this right now.
Wow. So how much would you estimate you make a month?
My loose figures was around 240. Yeah. But that wasn't figuring in. I drive very, very little personal miles on this. The only personal miles I really put on is on the weekends when I drive from Chicago to Indiana. To hang out with my girlfriend and see my family. So that's pretty much the only personal miles that I put on it. The rest are all business. So,
got it.
You know, when you factor in that 58 cents, right around $240 a month, when it's all said and done, I'm actually getting paid to drive this. And that's only factoring in because I'm used to spending $800 to $1,000 a month in fuel that was just always being thrown away. I was never getting anything for that.
Yeah. And explain the 58 cents a mile, by the way.
Yeah, so basically for work, what the government does is when you're self-employed or, you know, 1099 contract, a lot of different things, and you use your own vehicle for business, they give you a tax write-off for when you're driving business miles. So, you know, anything I'm driving, which when I'm driving around to different customers' houses, typically, you know, hour to 2 hours apart, and I do that all day long, all of those miles can be written off against the money that I make. So at the end of the year, I pay in a lot less taxes because of those write-offs.
Yes. Now, my understanding too is between the two, you can either pick, you have two deductions, is one you could pick mileage or one you could do actual expenses. So for you, it's that obviously is a lot higher, but for some other people who don't really drive a lot, but who still use a car for business, sometimes it's best to do actual expenses. You try to add up which one is going to be more and then take that deduction.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're between your payment, insurance, you know, all the maintenance factors that you have, if that cost is higher, you would take that. In my situation with obviously driving, you know, 12,000 miles in just over 2 months, it's a lot better to take the 58 cents a mile.
Agreed. Congratulations, man. That is awesome. I think eventually you have to upgrade to the Model X once you've got enough use out of this Model 3, but it's such a good car. It really, like for me, yeah. I'm never going to go, I just can't go back to any other car after getting a Tesla.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, I mean, between the electric, not paying for gas, all of the features in it, you know, driving, like, I can't tell you, driving in Chicago, I mean, this is, I don't know about LA traffic, I'm sure that's bad too, but Chicago traffic is just awful. And when I went from having to pay attention, and, you know, you kind of get, I don't want to say exhausted, but you're more run down when you're constantly stopping and going, to getting on a highway, putting it in autopilot, and just letting it go, and not having to worry about the stop go and the car does it for you. It's worth it for just that alone.
Well, anyway, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it for sharing your story. And for anyone else out there, I mean, I know this sounds like a big ad for Tesla, but, like, you know, I'm not even going to put my referral link in this video just as, like, as proof that, like, I'm not doing this to try to get, like, referrals. It's, you know, I have enough free supercharging miles to last a lifetime, to be honest with you. So anyway, so that is proof. I'm just happy about the product, and you have a really cool story. So I think that's more important to share that than it is to for anyone to maybe think I'm trying to promote, you know, some referral link or anything like that for Tesla.
No, I mean, really, the best part of my story just happens to be that this was because of your channel. And you really do, I'm not trying to, you know, to air your head up or anything, but you do really put out good content that gets at least myself thinking about different things, you know, credit cards, how to house hack, how to do all these different things. And it just, you know, it's worth it. So
that's awesome,
that's
man.
It got me
Thank
thinking.
You.
I drive a big Tesla. Thank you, Graham. I appreciate that. And, you know, keep all the content coming. And I know myself and many, many people will keep destroying that like button for you.
Well, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate the call. And keep me posted with everything.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Graham. Cool. Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye.
So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, make sure to destroy the like button, subscribe button, notification bell. Feel free to add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add yourself to that. And thank you again so much for watching. And until next time.